Maurice Hinchey, on leaving Congress, do you think that the Congress is now more partisan than when you got there, and whether it's too partisan?
Well, I think it was more partisan when I got here. I got here in the majority initially when I was first elected, but that lasted only for 2 years, only for the first time in that election. And as a result of that, you know, it's changed, and it's changed a lot. Just for example, in this, just recently here, for example, this situation with the majority here, they have done less over the course of the previous 2 years than almost ever before. And it's something that really needs to be done. They have ignored the opportunities, and they have not done the kinds of things that need to be done. The House of Representatives has always been partisan, of course, but even so, we were able to give the basic work done, at least more effectively that we do today. We haven't had a normal budget and appropriations process in a very long time. It's making it very difficult to move things forward. In the 20 years that I've been here, I was here in the majority for 6 years. So I think we've got one party in particular that is causing the problem, and it's mostly driven by the extremist elements in that party. They basically want to eliminate every program for the poor and privatize Social Security and Medicare. Privatize Social Security and Medicare. They are out of touch with what the people want, and when they don't get their way, they hold up the entire process, and very little is being done. In 2012, for example, we saw most of the people wise up to what was going on. They elected more Democratic senators and representatives, and of course they reelected President Obama, and we were there for 4 years. So things are getting somewhat better, maybe, I think. If things continue on the way that they have been doing, it will only take one or two more elections before the Democrats regain control of the House as well. And I hope that is, frankly, for me, I hope that happens. I mean, I'm not going to be here, but I think that, not that the Democrats are perfect, but they do a lot more that is better than the opposition, and I'm hoping that they get the majority.
You had to stand up and be basically a lone wolf on some of these issues. For example, when the Iraq War came up, and you really, despite the fact that there were all kinds of people on both parties, you stood up and you had the courage to say no. Do you remember those times?
Oh, yes. I remember those times. The War of Iraq, the problems that were initiated by that president were mistaken, and they were wrong. That situation was involved because of the terrible disaster that took place in the southern part of New York City. Then, as a result of that, they thought that they would contact and they would deal with that other country and have an invasion there with that other country. And that country had nothing to do with the attack here on the United States of America and in New York State. It was a disaster thing to do. So it was a deep mistake for that congressman and that Congress and the majority here. I argued against it. I voted against it. I told them what the situation was really about. But so many people here just ignored it and voted as they wanted to, as the vote that came out of the Republican president. I deeply regret it, and I tried to get involved. He did the wrong things, and I was deeply regretful of what he did in that invasion, and I was hoping that it wouldn't happen. But it did, and it was wrong.
Do you remember whether your colleagues leaned on you to change your mind and not to vote the courageous way you did?
Yeah, there were a good number of people who voted with me here in this. And as a result of that, over time, more and more people now understand it. And there are a number of them who wish that they had voted differently, that they hadn't voted for that particular circumstance. But nevertheless, they did, and that's something that is now overdone, and it was overdone because of the misinformation that came to the Congress here by the administration.
So, Maurice Hinchy, have you thought at all about what you'd like to do now? Do you want to teach? Do you want to, you know, write a book? What do you want to do?
Well, I haven't really thought very much about it. I shouldn't say that. I have thought a lot about it, but I haven't accumulated. I haven't come up with, a serious operation here. You know, I'm hoping that I'm going to get something, that I'm going to be able to do something here very, very effective. The truth is that I have not been able to accomplish everything that I have wanted to here. But, you know, it's a change of things. I fought against, voted against the plan to eliminate the rules on Wall Street that protected our economy for generations after the Great Depression. And in 2008, we saw the effect of that bad idea with the collapse of our financial system.
You bet.
I mean, it's just another example of the way in which circumstances are wrongly done. It was a very wrong decision to eliminate, you know, Glass-Steagall, the rule that was put in place after the Depression to stop some of the recklessness on Wall Street. So that's just another example of the kinds of things that need to be done. What I'm going to do with this situation after I'm done here is something that I'm going to be thinking about very, very effectively, and hopefully something good and strong and something effective will have the opportunity for me, and I'll be able to do some things that are positive and effective.
Do you think you'd want to lobby? Because a lot of congressmen do that after they leave the House.
Well, I don't think so. Uh-huh. I think lobbying is something that, is not really for me.
You've been known by the environmental community as a real hero. You were in the Assembly, and you were in the House. Do you think we're getting anywhere, or do you think it's a losing battle?
No, I don't think it's a losing battle, but I think that it's a challenge.
Maurice, do you think that the wealthy should pay more in taxes?
Yes, I do. I think that the wealthy, first of all, has gained a lot of tax cuts, and those tax cuts were put in by the previous president. And one of the negative things that they did that I mentioned earlier. So that situation is very critically important. It's very critically important because of the financial debt of this country is getting bigger, and that is, if that continues, even the way it is right now, it's very, very negative. So that has to take place, has to take into effect.
Now, Maurice Hinchy, for everything you have done, for your heroism on tough votes in Iraq and tough votes on the environment, and for your conscious leadership of the Congress when people were going the other way, we can only say thank you. And for the Congressional Corner, which you have helped to start and did so well with, we thank you for that too. I hope that we can come back and call on you as time goes by for some of your insight and commentary on the way things are. So, Maurice, thank you so much.
Alan, thank you. Thank you. And if there's anything that you feel that I can do that's useful or helpful for you and the situation here, I'm here for you. And I deeply, deeply am grateful to you for everything that you're doing so effectively. Thanks, Alan.